Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 at St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Was working on my intro yesterday. I always do that. Look at game film.
What did you come up with?
I felt like it's important to delay the reset. The all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. The pauses, whoa, I think, based on the sample group I worked with, thank you for placing the hot take bell near me so I can give a self ring. The pauses draw attention to the station name and therefore should increase our ratings exponentially. Mm-hmm.
According, it's quite dramatic.
According to the research.
Yeah. I found myself drawn in and found it to be very dramatic.
You're cutting the lines that separate the city from the county when, in fact, we know you're talking about scissoring like the Dickens.
Mm. Just like that, taken out of context.
Really, you're going to ease into this one and once again hide behind the big issue of the day, too afraid to bring up the fact that the Blues were in Edmonton last night and got a great performance by Jake Allen. Can somebody please stop Connor McDavid? I mean, sit.
Huh. Nice. Self-ring. It was a self-ring. Hmm.
Doug, what happened last night?
Well, Yaki went back to the pond where he started as a minnow, but grew into a nuisance fish. He had to swim upstream against his old schoolmates there in the secondary stanza. He put one top shelf where Mama hides a peanut butter. Our crab-handed pillow stacker stood on his brain bucket, but McDavey is a mayor of Dangle City, and he set up Lucy at the ladies' tee. Nice. Yacker nearly netted it with a nifty knocker, but it nicked the newel post. We lose it 3-1. Would have been nice to play the spoilers. Instead, we go down to defeat. Their first loss is to the Oilers.
You don't count the thing.
All right, good night, everybody.
You don't count the thing, too, Tuesday.
No, that was an overtime defeat. Counts as a tie.
First loss in regulation. We'll take your phone calls.
Did you guys watch it with the baseball game going on?
And you know what I did?
Football game going on.
This will seem self-serving. And in many ways, it is.
Don't steal my act.
But I'm not blessed enough to have like multiple televisions in my living room because we couldn't fit it in the trailer. But so I'm watching the hockey game on our television, and I'm watching the baseball game on my Fox Sports Go app. It's really a convenient thing. Do you have that?
I do. I've done that before.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. It works. It's a good thing.
So I've done that at the stadium a few times. I bet it was another rough night for the NFL ratings, though, in the prime time, going up against the Cubs-Dodgers. And that doesn't bother me at all.
Because of what they did to us in St. Louis.
Yeah. I'm not sure it really would have bothered me last year either, but now I'm kind of happy to see it.
Raiders finna move to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm happy to see that. I don't necessarily want to see Oakland suffer.
I don't want to see anyone suffer. I'm like there are political candidates in that I want the tide to rise and raise all boats, generally speaking.
Well, isn't that a nice sentiment?
Well done.
The tide should rise and raise all boats?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way everybody's going to be happy is if there's expansion, and I don't think there's going to be any of that.
If it'd be expansion globally.
In the NHL, or did you just say that to go,
No, NFL.
Oh, okay.
NHL is going to expand, too. I read that recently within the last... They're thinking Seattle and Quebec, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're already headed to Vegas.
Look, yes, that's correct.
If the NHL was smart, they would put a second team in St. Louis, don't you think?
I agree.
You think we could support two teams?
Look, we're a three... professional sport town. No offense to the soccer and basketball that we have here at this point.
One baseball, two hockey?
Yep. It's a business model that no one has really given a lot of consideration to.
I mean, a lot of people have kind of said that if a team were to go into a market with a franchise already, it would be Toronto. But you say St. Louis?
Yeah, we can do it. Who's with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah,
I guess that's
cool. Philip Scott trade a few more nights.
We build another building right across the street from Scott Trade, and we put NBA in there, and boom, four professionals.
Maybe the Montreal Canadiens would move here.
Oh, Les Habitants?
We call them the St. Louis Canadiens. I don't know how popular they are up in Montreal. Why is it Montreal?
I didn't know that it was.
That's how some of them say it. They say Montreal.
You say some of them like you're down on French Canadians. Well, yeah, a lot of Canadians. Pierre Turgeon.
It's not just a Frenchman. A lot of them, they'll say Montreal.
Well, they also say a boot instead of a
Calgary. Bat. Let's knock that off. Montreal.
Blues still lead the Central. 77 games to play.
That's not much time. Points are precious. Not a lot of time.
End of October is where you really get a feel for which direction things are headed, in my opinion.
They'll be up against their former mates with Brouwer and Elliott tomorrow night in Calgary, and then the Flames are back here in St. Louis on Tuesday. And Doug and I continue to text each other about it because every day we forget about it, which is the Blues were kind enough, generous executive, Michael T. Caruso, kind enough to offer up four lower bowl seats for that Blues-Flames game on Tuesday night for the Backstoppers fundraising effort that Sparing Middle School and our station put on 2 days ago, and we just completely forgot about it. Once again, the preparation is second to none.
You should blame someone on the air.
I blame the head injuries.
No, you got to blame somebody, but I prefer to kind of do it via email. I'll send it out at 4:45 today.
I'll take the blame. Remember you said, hey, Jim, do me a favor. You just be in charge of finding a spot to get this in there because it's a great, generous move by a generous executive. Mm. And then you know what I did? I whiffed. I choked, as Hillary would put it. I choked. Mm. So that's my fault. Guys, I'm sorry I let you down, but I know you guys will pick me up. Next man up.
So I guess what we can do, and I think it's always best to figure this out while on the air, is to put these four seats out there. Know that if you want them, the money will go directly to the Backstoppers to add to the total of $26,000 that has already been raised. $21,000 at the school, Sparing Middle School, and $5,100 to be exact, in the PayPal account. You can pay via sales at InsideSTL.com. So, Doug, do you want to host an auction right now?
Well, I guess maybe we should.
Have you ever hosted an auction?
No.
Rich Gould hosts auctions.
No.
He does. Very good at it.
I heard Kelly Chase do the auction at the Blues Golf Tournament.
Did he do it quick, fast, in a hurry?
Yes, he did. He did it just like an auctioneer.
Oh, that's nice.
Rattling off the numbers. Yeah, he was fantastic. I can't do that.
So we're going to do an auction? What if we just put another bucket out in the lobby, and then we say the 15th donation wins the tickets.
But what if that's like a $6 donation?
Doesn't matter. As long as we get people putting.
But then everyone.
And a minimum $10 donation.
Nice. And I still see here in this jar, Doug, I don't know if you see it.
I see the jar proper.
And it says Jill Cassidy Collection Fund. And I believe at one time there was a 20 in there. And now I see the 20 has been swiped.
Gone. Maybe she came in and got it.
And at one time, there was a $2 bill as well. I don't know if it was fake or real, and also a golf tee.
Yeah, the golf tee's still there.
Okay. Mm.
Well, what if we put the Jill Cassidy Collection Fund bucket out front? We say 15th donation, minimum $10, and then we pretend like, all right, a bunch of people have already come in.
Oh.
But we have to do that because no one will be first.
No, yeah.
And then
it's like a tip jar.
But here's the thing.
Stock it first.
Here's the hidden value of this, okay? First of all, we show off our new studio, which is beautiful. Secondly, we give people, folks in this area, a chance to stop by, which they might not have had a chance the other day. And they can look through the glass and see Doug and Tim.
Okay.
So you get to walk in. The bucket's there. We'll be watching. We'll say thank you and maybe get your name. And then you can glimpse real quick and see Tim, who's closest, actually, to the reception area, and Doug, who looks great today. I just think that's a good, quick way to raise some extra.
The idea is to raise as much money as possible for the Backstoppers, and maybe we could get more if people make a pledge or something online or
I have an idea.
Plowhawk.
And Doug's not going to like it. But let's say whoever does make a donation and gets these four tickets, right, Tim?
Well, we're trying to figure out who gets them, because you're kind of glossing over that
part.
Well,
no, this is how. All right. Let's set up that Doug has to go to the game with said listener. And
oh, now you're putting.
One of Doug's friends and then one of his friends, so Doug isn't alone.
Oh, so like a double date.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I don't need a double date with anyone.
I think, Doug, you want
to
maximize.
What about one of the dads from your father's Sunday?
No, I don't dance with the fathers.
I think you get a lot of good donations if you put that into the mix.
Well, I'm not certain that I can go. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's always a busy day.
I may have to. Well, sometimes I got to anchor.
Why don't we do something that we know we can do? Plowsy will take it to his car and you can burn one. That's the prize.
Guys, my starting bid is $52.24. Thank you. That's from
non-gay. Did he ever say what that donation amount was all about?
And I didn't realize this. The sauce toss event that we're doing for the Winter Classic tickets, the people were buying those, and then the money goes into the PayPal account. So I've had to separate the two funds. And so that's what that was. He was buying sauce toss registration. And then I realized that there were numerous 52.24s in there, but there were so many itemized purchases that I'm just like, okay, the non-gay is doing something for some reason that has to do with the show that I've forgotten. There was some significance to the number 52.24.
Yeah.
Nope, he was just buying sauce toss tickets. He said, if you want, though, I'll be happy to donate to the Backstoppers, too.
Yeah. Way to call out Plowsy for not helping, though.
Wait.
Well, we did a nice fundraiser for a hero that was taken too soon, and Plowsy's not interested in helping that guy and that guy's family.
Hmm.
The only reason why I wasn't there was because I was getting you guys on air. If you guys weren't on air, maybe there wouldn't have been as many donations because not many people would have known you were in the middle. So I, you know, I technically helped in a way.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
We all did our part.
Nani wanted the sauce toss tickets. Didn't want to help. Let's call out the people that are not helping.
Yeah. It's always good. Doug, on the show today, you've been wanting this, and this is kind of exciting that it's actually finally happening. At 8:40, Too Short will be with us. Excuse me? Yes, Too Short will be with us.
Now, who would that be?
When I say get in where you fit in, fools, that's a Too Short line.
Okay.
Plow Flame, you don't happen to have any Too Short. You're going to have to make sure that some of the words that the FCC has deemed inappropriate don't err. But I don't know. What's your favorite Too Short beat of all time? Nurse?
I think I liked everything off his Christmas album.
I like this first album, Spittin' Game.
I like The Ghetto.
Yeah, I'm more of a Spittin' Game.
Because growing up on Tam Avenue, it's like, yeah, I can relate to what he's talking about.
When he did Joy to the World, I got goosebumps.
Now, why are we having this fell on?
He's too short, brah.
No, I can believe me. I'm a fan, but there's a lot of great rappers out there we're all big fans of,
right?
But we don't have them on, per se.
I think he wanted to come on, and we made time.
Now, this is Too Short, I'm a Playa.
Oh, that, Doug, that
radio version, so I imagine this one will be clean.
It's good to imagine that.
Yeah, it actually would probably be better if there's a way you can play it.
Sadly, can't,
nope.
Yeah.
Pitch out, nobody going. Now, here's what I can tell you about this sick beat, Doug, because I know you're about to ask. My compadre, Dr. Jack Nierman, you know, in South City, we have fabulous wealth. And so I think he was driving around in like an 82 Cavalier in 94.
Nice.
Yeah. And I hope that doesn't come off as bragging.
No, it's nice.
And it was rusted and red.
Well, I've driven a lot of 12-year-old cars in my life. That's about all I got.
By the way, I'm a car guy. We call it patina. We don't call it rust.
Ooh. I'm going to have to use that.
Had a nice
and
patina.
That's a tribute to Joe Patini, who used to be the bench coach with.
Yeah, with the skipper.
So the unique thing oftentimes on the South side is the manner with which the limited funds are spent. And so my compadre, Dr. Jack Nierman, had a whip that was probably worth about $300. But then he went and bought, somehow, now looking back on it, like a $500 subwoofer and put it in the back of the 82 Cavalier.
Because a regular radio just isn't loud
right.
enough. Yeah. You can't really hear it.
Because we want to, when we're driving around Francis
Park, you
got to
pump the bass.
We want people to know, hey, look over here, it's the white trash. That's right. What we wanted to do.
You want everyone to have to listen to your music, not just you.
Right. And so the beat that oftentimes we would play in the 82 Cavalier with the patina, was this beat by Too Short, our guest at 840. Doug, it's called I'm a Player.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Oh, Doug, listen to this. Let me take you back to Francis Park.
No, I didn't really hang out at Francis Park.
Boy, I hope this is clean. I ain't with no marriage and a wedding ring. I be a player for life, so where's my wife? Probably at the rehab, stuck on the pipe. Cause she must be smoking, and I'm not joking. Too Short, baby, coming straight from Oakland. Got way more women than I ever need. I put that on a big fat bag of weed. Cause I'd give you my girl and wouldn't give you a joint. Can't waste it, thinking now I made my point, so you can like that. Kid and play, right?
No,
Too Short. Guess 840. From way back when I was seven, I used to run the young girls' game. Seven, he was running the young girls' game.
Sure, he was. Yo.
Getting freaky in the right situations. You want to rap? Well, that's a nice occupation.
Nice occupation. Fool. Because I was knocking ugly girls back in high school. I used to get the young about. Girls. I used to be broke and had a messed up curl.
Know what that's about, too.
My own fat business. Tell a story about rags to riches. Bought a pimp named Shorty from the Oakland set. Been macking for years and ain't fell off yet. So if you ever
ain't
see
fell off yet.
In my drop top caddy, throw a peace sign and say,
hey, pimp daddy.
Because I never would front of my folks.
Jill.
So
Jill.
What does Jill mean?
I'm ripping off Jay-Z and Ryan Lochte.
I don't know what Mac Daddy means. What does that mean?
Well, Chris Cross, they were the Mac Daddy and the Daddy Mac.
Exactly right. Yep.
Gave birth to a whole genre.
Snoop Dogg's in this.
Check out this chorus, Doug.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
You know who sings the vocals? It's Michael.
Anybody?
Michael McDonald.
Oh yeah, from McClure North.
Yeah.
McClure North.
Fenton North.
I think McClure.
I apologize.
It looked a little like Ric Flair.
The Nature Boy, who made the picks last week on College Football Game Day.
Yes, he did.
Started screaming.
So we're having Todd Anthony Shaw.
That's correct. You
AKA
know him as
Too Short. Because of this song that Dr. Jack Nierman played in his patinaed Cavalier.
Right.
And the girls would just literally dive into your car like Asian carp out of the river into the boat?
No, I didn't see a lot of Asians in South City. Still don't, as a matter of fact. I guess there's certain streets. But no, this is more about a couple of guys not getting laid.
Yeah.
But making up for it with a nice subwoofer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just call them carp. Let's not try to divide the carp community.
And after you drive around and that music's banging in your car, when you get out of the car, you're still just kind of beep-bopping along on the sideway. You're still kind of nodding your head like, yeah, that's right, I'm cool.
Yep. Check out our Lily White neighborhood. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, it's pretty hardcore when you reflect upon it.
Boy, I bet it was. You grew up in a tough old hood.
Thank you. Too Short is so dope, y'all. But this radio cut is nothing like the real version. I also like Cocktails and a song about a girl named Betty.
Right.
Here's something about Tim's street legend that you're not aware of. When he was 8 years old, he would drink his Ovaltine from a chalice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
That was about the time he modeled that red Michael Jackson jacket at St.
Yeah,
Gabriel.
Actually, now that you mention it, that's true.
About I'm about to time. Get paid in the Escalade.
Who's that?
Frank.
That's Frank. Is there any other drafts that we have of Frank that we couldn't find yesterday because Hoffman hit it?
Hoffman's hidden hiding.
He hit the one about Arnold Palmer.
Frank, would you say this statement is accurate? Doug Vaughn, Big Ego, Small Johnson. I cannot confirm.
What?
Or deny.
What
kind of? Wow. That was off his show.
Wow. That seemed like payback, Doug.
Looks like gay porn here.
That's
what happens when he
sits down. About a golf legend.
What happens when he sits down in front of the computer right after our show?
Doug, Blow the Whistle's the all-time Too Short beat. Thanks, Eric, in the Central West End.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
I went to, and I really in hindsight don't know why, but I know I went to a Jamie Foxx concert, Hard Rock in Vegas. Was that 10? I think it was in 10.
I don't have any idea.
And, at the end of it, out of nowhere, sick cameo by our guest at 840. Too Short, and you know what he did? Blow the whistle.
I don't really understand any of that.
Is it that's the instrument that he could play? The whistle?
No, that's the name of the jam. That's the name of the cut.
Now, okay. Jamie Foxx is an actor slash comedian
slash singer.
I didn't know he also sang.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
In the in Kanye's sick beat Gold Digger, I believe that's Jamie Foxx singing in the background, even though he's sampling a Ray Charles cut. But if you remember, he played the role of Ray Charles in the film Ray.
So who do you think is better as a singer, Jamie Foxx or Eddie Murphy, who did Party All the Time?
Wow. Doug, I'll yield to you.
I don't know that I've heard Jamie Foxx. Eddie Murphy wasn't bad, but Ray Charles is better than the deuce of them.
Hand this to Timmy, will you?
Well, don't tell me what to do.
I just want to know. Is
passing
that
notes across the
Is
screen?
That a too it, short lyric that I'm thinking of?
Let me take a look. There I couldn't go. Hear it over the subwoofer.
I was going to say it, but I would probably mess up.
I think that lyric's probably been used in a number of different beats over the last 30 years.
Okay.
I
remember
classy.
That as a kid. That's the first rap I heard, and I thought it was too short, and that lyric just sticks with me.
Iggy, when someone does your biography, you might need that.
That can go into your music.
Like put that in the photo section.
Put that next to your Hall of Fame display at Brentwood High.
We may have women in studio at some point today, so I'm going to get rid of that.
Really?
No, but just in case.
Of course not. What happened there? Let's see. Jamie Foxx is way better. Thanks, that's from Manchild 79.
I don't know. Eddie Murphy was pretty strong.
Jamie Foxx also performed with Twista. I remember that. Was that an overnight celebrity, Doug?
I have no clue.
Will he perform with Twisted Sister?
D. Snyder. Wonderful.
We're not going to take it.
Tim, you were so smart about singers that have been Kanye West song Wow. Doug, I'm going to read that again. Tim, you are so smart about singers that have been Kanye West song Wow.
Yeah. See, we've dumbed down the audience to the point. I don't know what they're talking about.
I'll give that text of the day. You know, that's a free roast beef sandwich from Lions.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You can't reward that.
Sure you can. We set the bar low.
Our email of the day is 2 tickets, the Blues and Flames on Tuesday night. How do you do? So ratchet it up for the emails. Fine, now thanks. That you know the text is out of play.
Hello.
You can win 2 tickets to the Blues and Flames on Tuesday night, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Let's see. Jamie Foxx is like the black version of Tim. He's great at everything he does. Thanks. That's from the Mustard Tiger. Boy, it's a shame that came in just after Agreed. That Kanye tech, because that would have been a free.
It's a lot eliminating.
Would have been a free.
So we have ADD, and we were having like a semi-thoughtful discussion on how to give away these Blues tickets.
Right.
And then it just went away.
Jamie Foxx.
It just went away. Mm-hmm. Like, they were nice enough to give us good tickets.
And there's always about a 5% chance that we'll remember to go back to it, but most of the time, 95% of the time, it will never be talked about again. And everybody will go, oh, yeah, that's right, 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
We pissed away, you know, $500 value. Yep. Doug, also, I want to make sure that I say this before we try to get back to the Blues tickets that the generous executive Michael T. Caruso was kind enough to donate to the cause. At 9 o'clock, following our interview with Too Short, Aaron O'Flaherty will be with us. Do you know Aaron O'Flaherty?
Aaron O'Flaherty. Italian gal?
Miss Missouri.
Oh.
Missouri. First openly gay contestant to compete in the Miss America pageant. She's also the owner of Rachel's Grove Boutique in Chesterfield. Erin O'Flaherty.
All right.
She won. I say this. She says Miss Missouri, first one to come. So she's the winner.
She won Miss Missouri.
In Miss America or Miss USA pageant?
Now you're going to
Miss America. Okay.
Miss right. America. Okay. So that means she'd be highly talented in some skill as well.
Yeah,
like I wonder what singing or dancing or something. Now, don't even let your mind wander there, Tim.
Oh, it's already.
All right.
Maybe I need to talk to Janie the lesbian and see how to handle this.
Maybe Janie.
What do you mean how to handle it?
She should do the interview. She should call in and handle the interview.
Here's what you're going to do. All right, she's a girl, so you're going to be giddy anyway. The fact that she's a lesbian will make you very happy as your synapse will fire.
That's right. This is
all
right.
And you will seek with your interview to make that her defining characteristic, even though she's probably wonderful in a million different areas, you will objectify this poor woman while giggling, and I frown upon that sort of thing.
That is kind of tough but fair, though.
And please, if there's a God in heaven, don't mention the word scissoring while you're interviewing her.
If I ever were to meet her and we were to sit there and each have a scotch, I would probably say, Let me ask you something. Because I hear tell from the lesbian community, this scissoring thing doesn't happen as much as it happens in some of the movies I watch. Because in damn near every film I watch, when it's what they call an FF, which is not nearly as popular as the MMF, I'd say scissoring occurs about 80% of the time.
It just isn't that many things so that need to be cut out.
This is what you do with this. And God bless you, it's a great business model. So I'm criticizing you from a morality standpoint, right, where clearly I have the high ground. but it'd be like if we had an Eskimo on and you saying, so you live in an igloo, huh?
And then just hope the Eskimo
and giggle and giggle.
Absolutely. Do lesbians really scissor?
Okay, Adam.
Tim, how do you handle it if she brings it up? That's from Stephen Wildwood. I just my intuition tells me she won't bring it up.
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I'm sure she's an upstanding gal. She's Miss Missouri, for heaven's sake.
Just Googled her. Damn, she's fine. She interested in grabbing lunch with my fiance. I'll sit at a corner table with my shades on. Thanks, Mario in Chicago.
He's gonna come down here for that, is he?
Is she currently Miss Missouri still?
Doug,
I don't know.
Like, when did she win?
I don't know.
Doug.
It could have been 10 years ago, I
suppose. Doug, where's the show prep?
This is the first time hearing of it.
Grow up.
I told you yesterday she was coming.
But I forgot. Nor did I do any research.
I'm just curious, because if they're still wearing the crown and representing the state, chances are of her talking about tribbing and scissoring and...
Very low.
Yeah.
Very low chance.
Guys,
not that
watch...
we can't ask, but...
Trying to watch Charmed right now, but Brad Penny's tubby ass keeps walking into the scene to bang Alyssa Milano. Thanks. That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
What does that mean?
I had sex, and now Dad is dead.
Brad Penny, the former Cardinal right-hander, big guy, he dated Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, might have.
He did at some point, and then he got married to... And then he got married to some woman who was a dancer.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars. I remember seeing them together outside the spring training complex at our picnic table.
So he was quite a ladies' man.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
And Alyssa Milano, I'm sure, is a great American, but her romantic past is checkered with former and
pitchers.
Major league players.
Yeah, she calls me the male whore.
Okay. Was that the bull?
It sounded like it. Yeah, Big Al.
Oh, Al.
It says here you have a special announcement?
Yes, I do.
What do you got there, Al?
My final son is getting married today. Big Hurt.
Final son. That's what you call him.
Big Hurt is your son?
Getting married today. Yes, sir. High noon at nice downtown East St. Louis on State Street. At high noon, boys.
Nice. Who's the lucky gal?
Hump, his wife.
Great answer. Great answer.
So, I'm excited for him. He's got a new job with the Hazelwood School District in security, of course. And his life has turned around since that fool shot him about a year and a half ago. And I hope you rot in hell, you fool.
He got shot? Your son got shot?
Yeah, he was at a garden down at one of the clubs, and they threw a guy out. And he came in and with a 9 and sprayed 3 people. And my boy jumped in front of somebody and took a 9 in the gut, a hollow point, and he almost died, but they got him back.
Whoa. He got shot in the stomach with a hollow point and survived? That's a tough fella.
Yes, sir. He got a bowel shot. And when the surgeon walked in, Cat, he was about 5'5", like Timmy's size, with a white coat on.
5'5", I've been downgraded to.
And he was still able to get to school.
And he walked in and said, I didn't think I'd save you, big boy. He goes, thank God you're big. And my boy Big Hurt said that. I guess what you're saying, Doc, is because I'm fat, I'm still here. He goes, yep. He turns to me, he goes, who are you? And Hurt goes, that's my dad. And he looks at me, he goes, who? He goes, that's my dad. So all his education went right out the window when he looked at my white stuff sitting there. So it's okay. But I'm excited for him. And then we're going to the ambassador from 2 to 5.
And all his education went out as well. You know, and for the record, when because Tim has performed surgery as well.
Right.
But when he comes in, his dad actually does the surgery.
Yeah.
And then when the patient is saved, Tim takes the gloves off and everyone applauds Tim.
We've been doing it for years, as a matter of fact. South St. Gabriel High School.
The reception's from 2 to 5 at the Ambassador where the shootings were last week. So if any of you bankers want to come up and check it with Big Al, I'll be hanging up in there. You know I'll be looking like,
I don't know what that means either.
It's a lot of words.
I'll be too tall, not too short. So you guys have a good day. And I saw that Dan Buck and Matheny are going to build a sport complex, so there should be one for sale here in about 3 years in bankruptcy. Boys.
I didn't understand almost anything with that call.
What is happening? We were really on the verge of figuring out how to give away these tickets. I mean, we're right on the cusp.
Dan Buck and Mike Matheny are building a sports complex. I missed that.
That is correct.
Big Al's son is getting married today in East St. Louis
at noon
after a gunshot nearly killed him, but he was saved by a doctor smaller than Tim,
who lost his education,
who turned when he saw Big Al and said, "Who's this white guy?" Is that what we just heard?
That's a nice summary.
Sometimes it's not our version. Sometimes it's not our fault that we lose track of things.
Okay. I just have to repeat it to make sure that you guys heard the same thing I heard. Because, you know, as you get a little older, sometimes you don't keep up quite as quickly as you might.
I disagree. I think you get better when you get older, Doug. All right, that's a lie.
Don't forget the reception at the ambassador where some people were shot so the bankers can show up and rap.
Yeah, why not have it right at the same place where there's lots of lead in the air?
And he'll be there going, mm-hmm. That's what he said.
I don't think it was bankers. I think he said bangers.
Oh, I think it was bangers.
Like somebody trying to hopefully bang him. But I think it means shooting him. So
the Ambassador Hotel, is that in East St. Louis?
I haven't spent as much time there recently.
Yeah, not on State Street. I think the high school's on State Street.
Guys, if Mike Tatanka drinks bleach, will Big Al follow suit? Thanks, Matt. Holes, Hanks.
Did you go outside and see your twin out there?
No, I didn't. I was looking for him. Was he, like, parked next to you on the opposite side?
Yeah, pull up, and there's, like, a hoopty like his, and there's a squirrely guy in a sweatshirt.
Who's this, Reef?
Smoking and eating a donut, so I assumed it was Plowsy. So I get out of my car, and I go, morning. And it wasn't Plowsy, and he was terrified, and I think he drove away. Who was that guy?
I don't know, but y'all act surprised.
He might have been your drug mule or something.
You guys act surprised when people eat chocolate Long Johns and smoke in their car, but it is more common than you think.
It's kind of an unhealthy way. It's an unhealthy way to start a day. You know, cigarettes and donuts.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
I drive through Huntley to get to Highway 40, I-64, to some of the kids, and I'd say about 5 to 6 vehicles are usually on the side of the road. Just enjoying a chocolate Long John and a dart.
Well, yeah.
He's That's smoking and eating a donut in a hoopty in a sweatshirt that hasn't been washed in a little while. I don't know. And it had to be. And he weighed the same. He looked the same.
That has long-lasting friendship written all over it. So.
Guys, Bobby Kennedy also got shot at the Ambassador Hotel. That's from the 314.
That was in Los Angeles.
But still the same.
Well, I guess they may have moved the hotel here.
Guys, that shooting was at the Gucci Mane concert at Ambassador last weekend in Hoke, no joke.
The Gucci Mane concert, no Hoke, no joke.
And just
Can
a little.
Someone write out the translations for me?
It's not really our fault either, because honestly, it's 12 degrees in here.
Yeah, what happened? I was just like, I figure at this point we kind of understand that we know how to regulate the temperature to approximately 75, so I didn't even stop by the thermostat, but has that not been regulated today?
Iggy, are you writing on a napkin?
Yes.
That's kind of the, he's passing notes back and forth.
No, there. I'm writing a time down this one.
It feels like we're settlers trying to get past the Donner Pass or something, and it's just so cold we can't move any farther. We're just going to sit here and
die.
Maybe eat the animals first, and then
old time is here.
Who knows what happens then?
That was.
I've been cold before, but never to this extent.
Is this as cold as you've been in the studio?
Yeah, I guess we could climb up and shut off the vents. We could do that. You want to do that?
No, because someone will fall and get hurt.
I could get my umbrella.
Tim would be sued.
I got an umbrella out in the car. I could hook onto the latch there and shut that vent. You want me to do that? Maybe at the break.
Well, we still have 22 minutes to figure out what to do with these.
We may not. One of us will be gone by then.
One of us will perish in the cold. Hey, this program's called the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and Ryan Kelly is our title sponsor, Doug. Can you tell the audience about him here in the prime time that is the 7 o'clock hour?
What Ryan Kelly allows you to do is to buy your own house where you can regulate the temperature however you'd like it. Maybe you don't want it to be 31 degrees in your house as it is here. Maybe you'd like something around upper 60s, 70. Well, get your own house or refinance the mortgage you have on your current house and do it through Ryan Kelly. He can show you how to do it. He can show you how to save hundreds of dollars a month, tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. They've got rates right now, 15-year refinance loans in the twos. 30-year loans in the three. So you just really got to get in there if you've got a rate that's any higher than the threes. Ryan Kelly is where you need to go. Let me give you the phone number for that so you can get started. 314-781-9700.
Feather. He's sitting on a feather.
314-781-9700. And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com. You can go to the website and get all kinds of information, see what the whole process is about, and you can even get the loan started there. From Poughkeepsie to Potosi, Ryan Kelly's the guy to go see. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, that's our friend, Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, I don't know if 101 has them or not, so if they do have them, I apologize, it'll be repetitive. But yeah, two shorts on at 840 with us. And then Aaron O'Flaherty, Miss Missouri. Missouri. First openly gay contestant to compete in the Miss America pageant. How many lesbians do you think had participated before her, but they weren't out?
Three. I'm going to go with three.
Probably many.
That's hot. It's like super hot.
Well, I don't know how hot it is. It's just, that's what they were. They say 10% of the population, right?
Well, I think about 70% of women in between the ages of 20 and 35, though, are bisexual.
You think?
Yes.
And that's based on experience or what you hear on the street? What's the word on the street?
You're asking Tim how he knows this. He understand that even discussing it makes his synapse fire. Right.
It puts me in a good place.
It titillates him, right? Titillates.
Like if I can think of some of these broads I know in that age range, and I go, oh, yeah, that makes me happy. It really does.
It does.
Yeah, it's kind of the name of the game. It's kind of why you clock in early and leave late.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for you, does it, if the other people are involved?
What?
Well, just the fact that someone else is doing it, that doesn't help your cause, does it?
I help my own cause.
Oh!
Doug, what makes you...
Well, you're not going to be there all the time, are you?
I'm always behind some kind of potted plant.
Oh!
Doug, what makes your synapse fire? Successfully installing custom cabinetry?
That helps.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A feeling of accomplishment when you do that. Absolutely.
I'll be honest. For me, it's the bold and spicy manwich.
Is it really?
I kind of like that too, actually.
Makes my synapse fire.
Guys, I'm in my 60s. It only recently became bi. It's fun. Just try it. Thanks. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf towel.
Oh.
I guess that werewolf towel probably is around 60.
It should be, yeah.
Do you think the folks that suddenly find out when they're 70 or something that they enjoy the same sex? Do you think at some point...
What a terrible beat it would be.
Because
you've wasted the last 55 years of sexuality on being hetero, which I sometimes think about. But then,
what?
But then B, I would imagine ass play is probably higher risk.
Yeah, I retract the whole premise.
No, if you want
Let's get back to Doug's cabinetry.
If you want the answer to that question, there's a great Netflix series called Grace and Frankie. We've discussed it before.
This is the second time you tried to recommend it to us.
And it's about guys in their 70s. They were friends, and they figured out that they were in love with each other. And and then one particular episode, they're at a dog park, and they just got into a fight, and they're down in the dumps. And
is it, two guys? Or is it?
Yeah, and I think Martin Sheen meets a guy. I think he has either a Dalmatian or a German Shepherd, and they sit down on a bench and talk about being gay, you know, at 60, 70 years old. And it's really kind of emotional, and I think that would answer your question.
Doug, why don't you come over tonight and watch Grace and Frankie?
Episode 7 of Grace and Frankie, season 1.
Got to be a ball game on somewhere.
I've interviewed two people from that show, Lily Tomlin and Ernie Hudson.
It's a great show.
We talked about that show. Not much about that show, but...
What about that girl, Marlo Thomas? Have you ever interviewed her?
Phil Donahue's wife.
Oh, yeah. She's been on with Phil Donahue.
She was cute as a speckled
puppy.
You know what? And
I tip my cap to you, sir.
Now, Tuesday, there'll be a great audio postcard, because Monday I'm going to have to leave here at like 8:50 to go back behind the wall and
behind the wall
interview Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, what's Jackie doing now?
I don't know, but
you
I'm
know her real well.
I'm going to be talking the deep. I know that.
Boy, she was beautiful in the deep.
Oh, she was. That was filmed in Bermuda.
Where you banged Leona Helmsley.
Yes, I wish I would have banged Jacqueline Bisset instead.
Yeah, either way, you win. Tim, when you start having your kids play sports, you meet a lot of dads, and there are at least 15% who are on the down low.
Oh, they Steve aren't. And Wildwood.
They aren't.
That's the truth, though.
No. I went to 1,000 Little League baseball, soccer, basketball, hockey games. I never met a dad that was on the down low.
I meet other dads now, like, every day you pick up tie, you know,
not one of
school,
them is on the down
and
low.
And someone comes over and says, hi, you think he might have ulterior motives? That's great. Now, when I go to pick up my kid from school, no dad will come up and say hi if they're listening.
You better hope. Who goes to the kid's soccer game looking to get lucky?
Clip that off. No offense, Doug. You seem like a hypocrite. You did just go to a father-son dance.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Thank you for that, Tim.
There's no dancing.
Hey, guys, I'm a twinkish 20-something who, for some reason, has watched an entire season about older gay lovers that no one's heard of. Plow Flame, when it's put that way, it is a little... Were you watching this with anybody? A special someone?
It doesn't seem like what you would stop on. With all the available choices on cable, it doesn't seem like something that you would really go, wow, this really looks interesting.
Well, I started watching it with said girl, and then we watched a few episodes, and that was that, and we moved on. And so I acted like I wasn't interested because she wasn't interested in it. You know how that goes? Like, oh, yeah, I agree. The
show
sucks.
But you really were interested.
I ended up finishing it in 2 days after that. By myself.
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Has this pattern also emerged in other things? Like if she's watching a movie and says, that guy's really hot, you also pretend like he's really hot, but deep down you did think he was hot and you went back and watched it again.
Well, we did watch The Notebook, and Ryan Gosling is, you know, quite the sight for anybody. I think any, you know, straight guy would say the same thing. But
quite
no,
the sight? I've never said that about a gentleman. Boy, you're quite the sight. I've never said that.
Tim, I think we're getting somewhere here now.
Regardless.
Yeah, this is kind of eye-opening.
Nonetheless, back to the topic. It's a fantastic series. Great
acting. No.
Great production value as well.
No, no. You're not pivoting on this show. Not on this show. Think Ryan Gosling is hot?
No. They're
quite the sight, I believe is
quite
what
the sight.
Now, who, if you were listing your top five hottest male actors...
I will not be doing a Mount Rushmore of hot guys. Not on this program, at least. Not
what are you
doing show.
On the changing station?
Probably is a hot topic on the changing station. Tonight at 11 to 12.
Hey, Tim, my kid has soccer practice tonight at Wilmore Park. If you want to come check out the menu. A lot of cute dads.
No. No. That's not what the soccer game is about.
Buck Swope just texted my phone. That's how you get directly on the air. If you can't spot the soccer dad on the down low, you're the soccer dad on the down low.
I went to a soccer practice last night.
Do anyone on the down low?
No.
They're just there watching the kids because they have to.
No,
they need
and,
to
if,
ride
and
home.
If anyone does listen to the show, now every soccer dad is going to intentionally stand by himself.
Or they won't even show
at
up.
At least 15 yards from other dads.
They'll say, I'm not going.
Hey, hey, Doug, are those new slacks?
Hey, you on the down low?
I guess this is how it works. Hey, fellas, I'll be watching my daughter's soccer game at the fields in Chesterfield this weekend. Please come out. I'll be in the third stall of the men's restroom 15
no,
minutes into the game.
We don't need that.
Wow, this is a whole thing I'm missing out on.
We're besmirching parenthood.
Yeah, we are. Now it's not even safe to go watch your kid play a sport. They've ruined it for me. The guys on the radio ruined it.
Hey, is that a new flannel shirt?
I couldn't be sorrier. We've done this.
What are those, chukka boots?
Women nice. Wanted to be like him, and guys wanted to be with him.
That's what they're saying along the sidelines.
We found it, Hoffman.
Stephen Wildwood is really, really, really passionate about this take. Steve, just call in. He's really worked up about this.
Why?
Dad's on the down
he's
low.
He's mad
beats
at
the hell out of me. No, he's saying it's a real thing.
It isn't
it's
a
not
real
a real
thing.
Thing. I'm sure it's happened somewhere, but it's not like it's... 3 out of 10 dads.
It's probably much more common that a dad met a mom there standing and something happened than the guys are hooking. I don't think that happens very often.
Well, it doesn't make you gay. No, I'm guessing that...
Wait, what did you just say? You're saying that you're a dad at a soccer practice and you're attracted to another dad and you act upon it. It doesn't make you gay. Is that what you're saying?
That's as gay as gay gayers.
I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now.
See, that was just an example.
No, you've never had an intuition to dabble or try something or experiment. That doesn't make you gay.
Well, I think it probably does if you
experiment. Like you're arguing with yourself.
I don't understand the premise.
All right. Now, you guys all have professional careers, so you're not going to answer this anyway.
No.
You've never, like, at any age, been anywhere where you said, he is kind of cute. I wonder what it would be.
No.
I have to be honest with you. No.
No? Okay.
Maybe. I really have to be honest with you.
We're not judging. Let's be very clear.
I think it happens more than you think with guys. And it has
really
nothing to do with being gay or wanting to be gay.
And on that,
like, I think Ryan Gosling's a good-looking dude. Does that make me gay? Does it make me gay if I think Ryan Gosling's a good-looking dude?
You can tell, I think, certain traits that women find attractive, but I've never uttered the words or even with an inner monologue said, wow, he's cute. Ever.
No.
And God bless people who have. That's totally cool. But honestly, that's not something that has crossed my mind. As a matter of fact, I'm lobbying with Anna Marie because I say, I don't know how in the hell you guys put up with men. We're just gross. I mean, hairy, and most of us get overweight, you know. And then over there, look, she has soft skin. And Doug...
And you are motioning toward Blousey when you say that. How does this happen, Iggy? So you're playing a pickup basketball game at the Y, and you think to yourself, that opposing point guard is cute.
I just took a foul from a really cute guy.
No. There was a dude that used to play piano at the Breckenridge. His name was Chase Richards.
Wow.
I'm sure he's not around.
So you like an older gentleman?
No. He was same age, basically. A little older. But he was dapper, debonair, wore Armani suits, was a fabulous piano player, played a lot of show tunes.
Boy, you liked this guy, didn't you?
You sure this wasn't Liberace? This sounds like Liberace.
No, this guy. No, he was. And then he would play another bar, and when we would all get off work, we'd go have cocktails and watch him. And we went to his house one night.
Oh, boy.
Iggy, no.
Nothing happened.
You went to the home of the pianist.
Yes, he had a great place down in Mansion House, I think, down in downtown. But we went to the hot tub. We're all kind of hanging out at the hot tub.
So you're in the hot tub with the gentleman piano player.
And a couple of women, too. A couple of girls from the bar. But I just said, I wonder if he's dating anybody. He's a good-looking dude. Turns out he was gay. I didn't know he was gay. But it just crossed my mind that I thought he was attractive. And he was a fabulous piano player. I wasn't attracted to him. Like, I got to go out with this guy because I'm not
seems
gay.
Like, but hold on.
But I just thought he was a good-looking dude.
Gay. I know, but I will say that.
I'm gay.
He lured you to his chambers.
I got to say that your story, if examining it from a just a totally impartial perspective, you said you've never basically entertained the thought of dabbling.
No,
you brought up this
either.
Gentleman, and now you're saying, not that I was attracted to him. But you use this as an example where perhaps you were contemplating a dalliance.
No.
Well, give us an example of when you were entertaining a thought of a dalliance.
Oh, I would never entertain a thought of I would like to bang this dude.
Oh, jeez.
When did you guys stop liking a gentleman in cutoff blue jeans sleeping with a lot of black men after Easter church? Oh.
You know, a lot of
Doug, how could that possibly have been taken?
A lot of times,
because it doesn't make any sense. It had to be edited together from different sentences.
A lot of times, I come and I'm going to do the full 3 hours and just go full bore, and then usually at some point, I just want to settle up and go home. And right now, if I could get the check, please.
And I think where Iggy's coming from is the dress, like his attire. You know, very clean cut, nice clean shave, maybe some slick back hair. I mean, and successful as well. I think
so
those two traits.
What you're saying, you have a type of guy.
No, not
that's
at
what
all.
You just. You have a type of guy.
I'm with Iggy on this. No way. And God, green earth, no offense. There's nothing wrong with that. Would I ever act on anything like that? But you can tell what guys are attractive and what guys are good looking and what women look for in a guy. Similar to what Tim said.
Yes. I recognize that for the most part, but I honestly have never thought, oh, he's cute. But if somebody does. Whatever. I mean, what is it? The Kinseyan scale? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Then God bless America. But I don't think that really goes on. And as much as I wish it went on with women, I don't think it necessarily goes on either, although it certainly has become much more socially acceptable, i.e. encouraged, over the last 15, 20 years. I mean, I remember at our prom at the university high school, and there's actually a picture of me in the yearbook holding up a 20, which is an odd thing that that's in there, but it is in the 94 yearbook. Have you seen the St. Louis U High 1994 yearbook?
Of course not.
It's famous. That picture is famous.
Right. And it says Tim McKernan just got done winning money in a pre-prom poker game. And at the time, I had never played poker in my life. It was very Nostradamus-like, really, of the university high school. But the truth is the 20 was out because there were two girls dancing with each other aggressively at our prom. And at 16, 17 years old, none of us had ever seen anything like that, maybe with the exception of Lady Chatterley's Lover on Showtime, like at 1 in the morning.
When your parents didn't know you were watching it.
No, over at my brother, my buddy's house, because we didn't have Showtime. Okay. Couldn't afford it. But then we see that, and we're like, wow, this makes our synapses fire. I remember a few guys saying that. Look, my synapses are
fire. So you immediately offered them 20.
Right. Yeah, I held up right. 20.
Did they take it?
No, because I was from South City, and they were from West County.
So, all right. So, what are we doing with the tickets? And
that's how this started, wasn't it?
The cutest guy that walks in gets the tickets.
Oh, jeez, no one's gonna walk in. We can barely find the place. How's anyone else gonna find the place?
Doug, I have an extra Mizzou ticket and a resi at the Ramada Inn on Providence. What time shall I pick you up? That's KG. He's an O-T.
Oh,
I'm gay.
Mm. Yeah, I do need Mizzou tickets. I'm going down there this weekend. I don't have any. For some reason, they got a big crowd at this to see Middle Tennessee State.
Hit up Cookie.
It's homecoming, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Cookie was giving away tickets on the fan page because he couldn't go. I think he won them in a prize.
Yeah, I did.
And that's really? What the fan. That's why you should join the fan page because it's just a bunch of people.
That will give Plowsy stuff.
No, I'm saying like you'll see
people that will offer up anything that Plowsy wants.
You'll see Misty Plops will give other people, you know, their prizes. It just, it's great, and I think you would love the hospitality that they'll provide.
All right, can you do me a favor?
What's up,
Plow?
Can you go on the fan page and ask for me? I'd like 3 Winter Classic tickets.
Yeah,
because they're really expensive, and the ones I can get are really expensive, and you can't even see the ice.
Yeah, they're what about minimum $400 or $500?
Minimum $124, but they're not guaranteeing you can see the actual ice.
Perfect, and it might be 5 degrees.
And right? They go up from there. Yeah. So I'm thinking, because I want to take my kid and my wife.
Yeah, I want to go too, but I don't know that I can justify spending $2,000 to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's going to be a great ballpark village event where you can actually see the game and kind of be a part of the atmosphere.
If I'm going downtown, I'm going to watch the game.
Well,
I'm not
going to
do it at ballpark village, or I'm going to do it from my couch, which is a really nice sectional, not to brag, but it's really nice. You've seen it.
I guess I have now that I think about it.
Really nice.
The sectional's not a bad place to watch a game from.
Yes, Stephen Wildwood, you're really passionate about this dads at soccer practices?
Hey, boys.
Hello, Steve. Yeah. Don't sound so chipper.
It's Friday, buddy. Right. I want to clarify my position.
All right. This seems like you're going to backpedal.
Okay. I'm up against a break here, Tim. I know you are. So
look at this. The listeners know the format.
But there are guys, like in my generation, homosexuality was more frowned upon, and they married girls when they were in their 20s, and you can tell, first of all, they're effeminate. They're more comfortable hanging out with the women. They're overly religious a lot of times. And you see them because once you start playing sports, you see more couples and different parents hanging out, and you talk to them, and you can just tell they're hiding the fact that they're gay.
How could you tell? How could you tell?
That's unbelievable that you have this down to a science.
I described it, Doug, and a couple of them out my way have left their wives for men.
That's hot. That part's
and
hot.
I targeted them a long time ago.
Targeting as in you wanted to be with them as well.
No, I'm not gay. Uh-huh. If I were gay, I'd want to be with them, but now I'm not gay. But you guys, I don't know if it'll happen with this generation coming up because being gay is not that big a deal. So, you know,
so
when
what do
I
you mean
young,
the fact that it's that people are repressed?
Yeah,
that they try to live a heterosexual lifestyle, and then they finally go, okay, screw it. I just need
some
weed.
When I was growing up, AIDS was a big deal, so and that was seen as a gay disease, wrongly, but that's what happened. So to be gay was bad in the 80s. I mean, Doug and Kat can verify that too. I mean, and Iggy. I mean, it was there was a lot of discrimination against gay people. My uncle was gay and died of AIDS, and that's why I know that. But it was, it just, it was a horrible thing. And now, nowadays, it's not such a horrible thing, which is great. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad people are not as discriminatory, because I see at the high school openly gay people, and they don't, I'm sure they get ridiculed somewhat, but it's not like it was back then.
That is true. It was. I when I was in college, I had a friend of mine tell me he was gay, and he was terrified of, you know, in college, he was terrified of other people finding out.
Did he ever come out?
After college.
Yeah.
And I didn't care. And he would date and stuff just so to perpetuate the, you know, the image, so no one made fun of him. But I didn't care.
My uncle lost jobs over it, and I really.
So was he out?
Yeah. The AIDS virus. Well, as out as you could be at that point. He got kicked out of college for it, and luckily my grandparents supported him. So, you know, not financially, they supported the fact that he was gay. They did not, you know, shun him from the family. And it was really back in the '60s. That was a really outside stance.
They actually threw him out of college?
Yeah, it was a religious college. I won't say which one it was, but it's
Notre Dame.
My grandma had to go in the middle of the night and pick him up.
Mm. Wow.
Because he was gay. And I really do think the AIDS virus spread more because we saw it as a gay disease. I say we, I didn't, but you know, the powers that be at the time saw it as a gay disease. If you listen to Eddie Murphy Raw, I mean, that's what he talks about. And not that I, to bring the show down, but that was my, I was joking about all the gay dads, but you can tell there's effeminate dads in my generation. But
to say you can tell by looking at, thank you, is kind of wrong. And just so you know, I just looked it up. A lot of people believe that an infatuation with Ryan Gosling is a gateway drug.
Mm.
Plowsy.
I'm on my way then.
Doug, yesterday after the show, the Inside STL news team sat down with the plow. There's that Trump sniffle again.
That was a deep breath. I was bracing myself.
The plow flame and Iggy, and I was over here. It wasn't really a meeting, just a conversation. So I didn't know what was going on. I saw the video last night. It's going to be up on InsideSTL.com momentarily. Coming back. We'll have some of the audio from Hannah's interview with Plowflame and Iggy, and then you can see the whole video up on InsideSTL.com momentarily. I think it's very important.
Why is that, Tim?
It's a deep tease. It's going to increase TSL, time spent listening, but you'll want to make sure that you stick around to hear it. Plus, coming up at 9 o'clock, we unveil for the very first time our listener rewards program with 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. It's from Wildwood Pub and Grill. I hear tell they are bringing by all kinds of treats for us today, boys. And our listeners will be able to get a $50 gift certificate for $25. It's the listener rewards program. You do it on InsideSTL.com. There are only 100 gift certificates. So once it goes live at 9 o'clock, it's on. And if they go away within the first hour, I'm sorry, but we'll have another one for you coming up next Friday. It's our new listener rewards program. Too Short, of course, will join us at 8:40. Erin O'Flaherty, the Miss Missouri first openly gay contestant to compete in Miss America. She's with us at 9 o'clock. And two tickets to the Blues and Flames on Tuesday night. The prize for our email today. The Blues Enterprise Rent-A-Car and the St. Louis Public Library have partnered for an exhibit to celebrate 50 years of Blues hockey called 50 Years of Blood, Sweat, and Cheers, a tribute to the St. Louis Blues and their fans. And that is what this prize is all about. It's going to run from December 5th to March 4th at the Central Library on Olive Street. And if you have memorabilia, you can contact editor at slpl.org. Picks of the Week coming up as well, brought to you by The Wheelhouse. This is the Ryan Kelly. Morning.